Well, today is Labor Day, a holiday set aside to celebrate the American worker. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan.
So work towards creating the holiday began in the latter part of the 19th century?
Yes, it's a time of increasing industrialization, especially in a place like Massachusetts. So there was an enormous labor unrest, and that was because, on average, workers were working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, and working every day except for important national holidays. The year before, the holiday was first celebrated in Massachusetts in 1887, and the year before, there had been big strikes in Massachusetts, everywhere in the country, and a terrible outbreak of violence, a bombing and killings in Chicago, the Haymarket riot massacre, really. And I think people thought that they had to do something, even if it was just a token, to recognize this, to take into account the circumstance of workers, and to at least have a day of appreciation, and deliberately put that in the fall, the first Monday in September, rather than May Day, May 1st, which was the traditional day of labor parades and more radical celebrations of workers.
So it did supplant that May Day holiday for that reason, more or less?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it really was effective in that case, and we weren't the first state to adopt it, but very early on, and then by 1895, it had become a national holiday, and it's really the first Monday holiday in the sense of being not the calendar date a holiday falls on, which is on a Sunday, would be on a Monday, celebrated on a Monday, but the day on a Monday deliberately as to set aside a normal workday for what union organizers called both education, that is to make people aware of their circumstances, usually through big festive parades, and then recreation, picnics and sports events, and essentially to have that one day of the year set aside for workers.
And now it's known as the unofficial end of summer.
Yes, it's really people even appreciated that at the time, because what you see is that when it started being celebrated in much warmer places in the American South, it was often celebrated later on in the fall when the weather would change. That it really does has a marking date. School wasn't organized at that time the way it is now around a regular September to June. It was mostly when children weren't needed to work on the things that children worked on in the home labor. So broken up in a different way. So it's only relatively recently that that idea of having this sort of mark when school tends to begin and the seasons start changing, especially here in the North.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Well, think of this as your education and spend the rest of the day recreating.
We certainly will try. Thank you so much. You do the same, and happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you.